Hi everyone, I am joined today by Stanislaw Wojtera, the CEO of Polish Airports and the CEO of V4 Plus Airports Association. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, hello.
Yes, hi. So my first question to you is, would you mind telling our audience a bit about who you are and what your role means for Polish Airports and the association as well?
As you said, I'm CEO of Polish Airports, which is company managing three airports in Poland, and we are shareholders of 10 regional airports in Poland. So we are the main airport company in Poland, but also I am a president of association V4 Plus, and I have experience in aviation and industry because I worked for example, Polish part of Agusta Westland is a helicopter producer, Italian, British, previously now is Italian group. And also I have worked for Polish Tourism Organization as a vice president. So I have experience in this areas. And yeah, speaking about Polish airports, I'm a CEO for three last years. And we have a lot of difficulties in this time because we had COVID, of course, and this very difficult time for whole sector. But now we are recover, and we can say that we can slowly forget about COVID. Yeah, and meetings like this, because we are now in the conference in Bled in Slovenia. Conference organized by our association, V4 Plus. The name of this association is because we have with Hungary, Slovakia, and Czech Republic, and Poland, of course, we have Visegrad Group. This is a group of these four countries, and we cooperate together. And association is cooperation of these four countries, and plus is important because, for example, Slovenia is as a plus, Croatia, yeah. Lithuania, Ukraine, and other countries, Austria, for example.
Yeah, but the V4, the four core, so that's yes. Poland.
Okay. Yes, oh. Four is the core, but plus is also important.
Yeah, understood. Okay, thank you. So are these airports in Poland, are they back to the post-pandemic levels? And if not, what are you doing to ensure that they do get back to these levels?
Fortunately, as I said a moment ago, now the traffic is almost the same like before the pandemic times. In Poland, we have airports which traffic higher than before COVID, for example, Poznań or Katowice. In Warsaw, we are at the same level because the beginning of the year was a bit worse. Now is better than in 2019. Mm-hmm. So it's the same level. But generally, I can say that aviation came back to these numbers from the time before COVID.
Yeah.
And of course, it's a bit different structure of passengers because we have lower level of, for example, business trips.
Yeah.
But fortunately, more people want to go for holidays, so tourism is higher. So it's at the end of the day, it's balanced, and we have trend of increasing the number of passengers. And I'm absolutely sure that next year, 2024 will be better than this year for all airports. Mm. What is interesting, we have only about 80% of movements and 100% of pax. What is important, because you can see that now, after this 3-4 years, we have bigger aircrafts.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit better percentage of passengers in aircrafts.
Okay, thank you for telling me that. So my next question to you is, how is business going at the moment, and are there any business strategies that you were looking to implement?
I'm very happy that I can say that business for PPL is very good.
Mm-hmm.
after this difficult time, very difficult, and we have also loss and finance problem as a whole sector. Now we are we came back and we are pretty good profit and very stable finance situation. So the business is good and perspective is good. Our future is also good. So we are happy because of that. And our problem now is not to create, for example, profit in our business. But we have in Warsaw Chopin Airport, we have a problem with capacity because we are almost full airport. Mm-hmm. That's why we have opened a new airport in April. Mm-hmm. Warsaw Radom is 100 kilometers from Warsaw, and it is airport suit for low cost and charters. And we are hoping that this kind of traffic will move to this new airport.
Okay. And finally, as my last question to you, as a member of the board for ACI Europe, what are you noticing when advising other airports on sustainable development?
Yeah, I'm new in ACI Europe management board because I was elected in June, so it's only 2-3 months ago. But what is the most important for me to be a voice of the region? Europe is diversity, and Western Europe, for example, has a bit different experience, even different size of countries, of population in these countries, etc. than in Central Europe, where we have a lot of pretty small countries.
Yeah.
Poland is one of the biggest in this region, but if you can see Balkans or Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, etc. These countries are pretty small, and we have a bit different problems and different needs. That's why I want to be in ACI Europe Management Board, the voice of this region, to speak about it out loud and show our needs too.
Yeah.
And I believe that our colleagues from the Western Europe will understand us.
Yeah, well, that's a very positive note to end on. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.